Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of In Case You Missed It, where your lovely and talented hosts, Jason and Tony.
We put stuff on here in case you missed something.
Yeah, that's why we named it that.
I was explaining.
Oh, okay. Some of the things went on today. Well, we learned about the sweat pant bandit.
She sounds hot.
The police in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the lookout for a bank robber, Tony.
Ruh-roh.
Who's gained herself the nickname the Sweat Pant Bandit.
Herself. A lady robber.
Yeah. Whoever said juicy on the back. Remember, remember way back, or not way back. I guess so. That's 20 years ago.
I guess it is. Yeah.
All those sweatpants that had like stuff written on the butt.
Yeah, that was the thing.
And if I, you know, as a guy, I wouldn't want juicy on my butt.
Mm-mm, especially not if you just robbed a bank.
Yeah.
But you know.
She's described as having a juicy butt.
But, you know, her, you think about what she's, you know, I think what she's thinking here.
Yeah.
It's kind of genius. Cause
oh, really?
I could go in and I could rob a bank.
Yeah.
But, all right, but now me going in yoga pants.
Oh, yeah.
Or poof, ain't nobody going to
look at you. No one's going to say. Could that have been Tony Randolph? No, Tony never wear yoga pants.
And rob a bank.
Except for that one time he wore yoga pants.
Yeah.
Police are looking for someone who matches this profile right now. Everybody that's ever been to Walmart is under suspicion. You never want to get arrested. But you sure don't want to be arrested naked in a chicken coop. Police say John Mayne was on Interstate 81 Tuesday morning when he crashed the Audi he had stolen in Florida.
Shame on him.
He then rode a passing pickup truck for a mile, then ran into the woods. There was a 7-hour manhunt.
Oh, he's a fugitive.
Police say he stopped at several homes, killing a dog at one, attacking chickens at two other homes. At one point, he threatened someone with an axe. Then he allegedly stole a four-wheeler.
He's a weirdo.
Then another resident spotted him naked in his chicken coop and called the cops, and that's when they got him.
He's a naked weirdo.
Naked in a chicken coop. He went through all that to end up getting arrested naked in a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
He should have just given up and gone peacefully with his clothes on.
But you know, whenever the cops are, you know, there's a naked guy running.
Yeah.
I mean, does that go to the new cop? Like, you're the new guy. I mean, you got to chase the naked.
Who's got to tackle the naked guy?
I'm not tackling naked
guy. No, and I sure don't want to tackle then tase. If you got to do a tackle tase, that's going to be awful. Apparently, he wasn't a good-looking guy either. The woman of the house said he looked foul because he's a chicken coopy.
Goober.
You shut up. Tony's hip-hop career just hadn't really taken off. A little Sweet Tea just it's not going to make it. But he's got some tips for you about why your hip-hop career just hadn't taken off.
You know what I'm saying.
If you were listening earlier, you heard Tony's new nickname.
Little Sweet Tea.
Little
Sweet Tea.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to say it like that.
Little Sweet Tea. Well, that would also be a great rapper/hip-hop name for you too, Tony. And I was wondering if you had any idea, because I know you've been trying to get this going, if you had any idea why in the world that your hip-hop career hadn't started off well.
It's crazy you ask. I have the reasons.
All right.
And maybe not just mine, why your hip-hop career hasn't taken off either.
Mine's because I don't have rhythm.
Well, think about these reasons your hip-hop career hasn't taken off.
Okay.
Two words, bling allergy. That could be holding you back.
That could be a big reason, yeah.
Another is your idea of making it rain is crying at the end of the notebook. That might be why your hip-hop career...
I made it rain last night at the club with the notebook.
Yeah, that's why your career ain't taking off.
Uh-huh.
Another reason, you can't find anyone to join your posse despite handing out flyers at a flea market. Come on, y'all, in or out.
Come on,
man.
It'll be fun.
You with me or not?
Everybody's doing it.
All right, another reason?
Yeah.
Maybe you can throw your hands in the air and you just don't care, but you can't do them both simultaneously.
Hey, oh, hey, oh.
And last reason your hip-hop career ain't taken off, your last three albums were released exclusively through MySpace.
Had a history lesson today, the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Didn't know this.
the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look back into the history of the first ever yard sale, which ironically happened here in the Upper Cumberland. They were invented by a local business tycoon named Steve Yards. Steve Yards was working on an invention called the interweb, but decided used furniture under a tree was what people were really seeking. Steve Yards designed a complicated system of plywood and sawhorses to create the mainframe of his idea. He ran clotheslines from tree limbs and revolutionized the masking tape pricing system. Steve Yards opened the first yard sale and could have become a billionaire, but instead, he gave America permission to hold yard sales because Steve Yards knew all the wealth a man could ask for is in a little piece of heaven called the Upper Cumberland.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Depingeray. Depingeray is lingerie for women with bladder control issues. Depingeray.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
A woman's heart always drops when she sees my Crocs and socks. Nothing rocks like my Crocs and socks. My Crocs and socks.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
A 90-year-old woman named Catherine Ritchie lives alone just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was getting ready for bed last month when she walked into her bedroom and her mattress was on fire.
Oh, no.
They don't know how it got started.
90-year-old.
But she realized she couldn't put it out, so she hit her emergency call button and started making her way outside. But at that point, the smoke was so thick she couldn't see anything. She had to feel her way along the wall to get out of her bedroom.
Oh, bless her heart.
She accidentally walked into the closet instead. She got confused. It was smoky. She couldn't tell. So she walked into the closet. But luckily, listen to this. Four teenage boys happened to walk outside to get some snacks at a convenience store, and they saw what was happening. They ran over to help when they smelled the smoke.
Wow.
So here's four teenage boys who were just probably playing some video games, and we need some snacks, and then they see Miss Catherine's house full of smoke. So they ran to it.
Way to go, young
man. Three of them tried to break down Catherine's front door. Then their 14-year-old friend, Nick Bird, managed to get in through the back, and he's the one who found her. 14-year-old boy.
Go, Nick.
Man, I love this. She was in the hallway still trying to find her way out, so he picked her up and carried her outside, and she's 100% okay. Firefighters were able to get there. They stopped it from spreading. They saved most of the house. Catherine says she's extremely grateful and amazed at how special these young men are.
Wow. 14-year-old Nick and his three buddies.
I love that. Young people get such a bad smudge put on them all the time. Stories like this let you know that, you know, hey, you're just hearing about the bad ones.
There's
a ton of good ones out there.
Great hearts.
Nick and those other three boys, y'all are real good. All right, that wraps it up for today. Now, next week there won't be it. In case you missed it, we're on vacation next week.
Yay, vacation!
So when you don't hear for us for like a week, it's okay.
And when we come back, somebody teach us what it was we did in here.
Yeah, because we will have forgotten, that's for sure.
What's this button do?
Y'all have a great week. Well, we'll see you back here in a little bit and with a brand new episode of
In Case You Missed It.